Good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you are in Radioland. And welcome to our Dr. Fred Says show, where we bring you live from Miami, Florida, Dr. Fred Valdez. And presently, Dr. Valdez teaches part-time at a medical school that's close to Miami. His background is emergency medicine, and he spent many years studying complementary medicine. Within his team are doctors, chiropractors, therapists, alternative healthcare practitioners, and professional athletes. And so he's very, very knowledgeable about the world of alternative health. And what we've been doing for the past, well, almost a year now, this show itself has been going on for two, but for the past year we've been covering a lot of the essential oils. But recently, and these oils are from Zija International, but recently we've been covering the skincare line. And today he's going to speak on the benefits and the many uses of Zija's signature line, Moringa Oil, and he'll explain to you what that is. And we really look forward to this call because this is, like we say, the signature product of Zija International. So I'm going to pass the call over to you, Dr. Fred Valdez, and good morning to our audience.
Well, good morning, Denise, and it's a pleasure to do the show, as always. And it's quite an interesting topic when we look at skin. And it's a point that we've made in the last two or three weeks on previous shows that we need to look at skin not only for appearance. And you know, that's a great factor, don't get me wrong. I mean, we do want to look great. We do want to look younger. And, you know, again, the anti-aging industry, as I mentioned in the show last week, it's projected to be $91.7 billion with a B dollars by 2019 worldwide. So, you know, that's a business point to make here, that people definitely are using products to stay younger. But, and that's a great reason, it's a great purpose to do that. But the most important reason is not just to look younger, it's to be healthier. And when we look at skin, you know, skin is the largest organ, has a lot of different components related to our health. Of course, as you know, we know about protection and so on and so forth. But it also, you know, it's also tied to the immune system. We have cells and the under layers of skin that are definitely tied to the immune system. So, you know, healthy skin is something that makes sense from every reason, from every angle. So that's one of the points that I like to stress out every time we talk about, you know, the skin line, skin care, so to speak. And again, you know, as a reminder, you know, it's expanded now from women. It used to be strictly women that had an interest in skin care up until within the last few years. It's really expanded. Men have come out of the closet on this because, you know, it's a different world. They've realized that they have to take care of the skin, and there's nothing wrong, folks. Men, listen to the show. Nothing, absolutely nothing wrong in trying to look younger and better, but also taking good care of your skin. And as I said in the last week's show, you know, I remember when we talk about skin care for men in my days, in my college days, it was a soap and a rope. You know, the soaps that used to be tied to a rope and you hung them from the shower. And that was high tech, folks. And chapstick. Of course, chapstick, you know, you put it on your lips and you do sports and stuff like that. And that was it. You know, you didn't think about creams or anything for men on the skin, but that has totally changed. And the number that I gave you on the business end absolutely reflects what the industry is headed to as far as consumption worldwide. So at today's show, we're going to talk about the Zija oil. And folks, the Zija oil is a Moringa inspired. You know, Moringa is a miracle tree. There's no doubt about that. We have done several shows on Moringa itself, and we're going to do some more. And Moringa is a tree that's been around for thousands of years. And I think at the end I'm going to do a little overview on Moringa itself. But it's a tree that has components for everything, and as far as nutrition and antioxidants and so on. So being called a miracle tree is not an exaggeration of a statement. It's actually very factual because there's more than 300 peer-reviewed studies on the benefits of Moringa oleifera, and there are thousands of publications backing those studies as well on the benefits of Moringa oleifera. Now, one of the things that the tree gave us, you know, the Moringa oleifera tree has given us, besides the nutrition part, and we've done plenty of shows on the nutrition slide and all that, it's the oil. Okay, it produces oil. And, of course, with Zija International, we call it the Zija oil. And this is an oil derived from the tree, and it's packed with natural ingredients that actually nourish and purify and repair minor cuts and dry spots, cuticles on the skin, skin impurities, and so on. And folks, let me just give a little example real quick here on that oil. You know, as we expand our businesses and we talk to people and we share our business with people, sometime back, about a year and a half ago or so, I spoke with a woman that was she's from Israel, and you know, Israelis are really well knowledged on oils, on all types of oils for the skin and so on. It's something that culturally goes back thousands of years, and she was had a lot of knowledge on oils, and when we talked about the skincare line, I mentioned the Suja oil, and this woman actually had her own manufacturer of oils locally in South Florida. And she said, you know, he manufactures oils for me personally. And so I'm going, wow, you know, well, what do you think of this oil? And I gave her a little bottle of the Suja oil, small bottle. She had not only used it, but had it analyzed and came back to me and she said, this is really absolutely incredible. And, you know, coming from a woman like that, and she actually joined our team, and she uses oils and every month. And so coming from someone like that, it says a lot. It speaks volumes on the benefits of the oil. Now, this might be a good spot on the show, too, Denise, to say that, you know, we always make a disclaimer, and we have to. You know, it's FTC rules as far as products are concerned and claims and so on and so forth. So, you know, none of the products that we talk about here are meant to treat, diagnose, cure, mitigate, or prevent any diseases. But all that said, there's so much evidence behind this, and there's more and more studies that are coming out. At the end of the show, I'm going to mention one of the studies that it's so recent. It just came out actually 3 weeks ago. I got a hold of it on one of the ingredients on the oils. I'll save that towards the end. So this is a Suja oil that we're talking about. It's a small bottle, and it's a proprietary formulation that features organic, cold-pressed, extra virgin plant oils that have a very, very high value in the cosmetics industry because they have very unique anti-aging properties. And, of course, it's also rich in palmolive oleic acids and vitamins A and C, along with other essential oils that they added to the Suja oil, so we call it Suja oil. So it's a use of treatment for any kind of spot treatment on the skin, cuts, bruises, and so on and so on, skin impurities and stuff like that. And we have seen, Denise, I know there's a lot of testimonials from the Suja oil, and I'm sure many that I'm not aware of. But on our team, there's a lot of testimonials with before and after pictures that are really, really impressive with the Suja oil. Now, that Suja oil actually expanded about a year ago or so, I believe, into what's called the body oil. And now, folks, if you think that the Suja oil is powerful, the body oil is really, really amazing. And this is powered, again, by Moringa oleifera and all the beneficial oils and extracts. It includes almond, it includes avocado, and argan. And argan is the one that I'm going to mention at the end. It has many, many advantages. It has, you know, fatty acids that we need on the skin. And by the way, let me just refresh again that this new evidence that came out that hydration is great, internal hydration for the rest of our organs and health and so on. Absolutely, we need to hydrate. And we have some hydrating drinks that we've done shows on that are fantastic. But when it comes to skin, yes, hydration does play a role, but not as important a role as we thought. We actually have to treat the skin externally, and we need to have products that actually not only that they do penetrate the skin, but that they actually stay within the cells to do their benefit. And this is really important. Our products absolutely do that. So this body oil is a bigger bottle, and it's actually a blend that absorbs very quickly, and it goes right to work. It's not like, 2 or 3 days from now. No, it goes right to work. And it gives you the pure hydration for your skin using this body oil. It helps fight the aging while it leaves the skin looking, you know, feeling very smooth, very soft, and more radiant. Now, the suggested use is all over your body at any time. Of course, always with oils, avoid eye contact and so on. But let me talk about argan. One of the ingredients found here is argan. It also contains lavender oil, and we've done separate shows on lavender, and we know the benefits of lavender essential oils and so on. So this is actually a blend of the sija oil with some other oils, and it's just amazing. Now, on argan, I was curious, Denise. One of the components in here is argan, and I was not familiar with it, with argan. And, you know, when you trust the company that makes the products, you go, okay, they know what they're doing. This is not their first rodeo, as we say. They have people that have been doing this for a long, 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 long time. And I'll give an overview on the company at the end of the show. But argan really piqued my curiosity, and so I did a little research on it, and to my surprise, there's a huge amount of evidence behind argan oil. There's a couple here. First of all, argan is a tree that grows in Morocco and this type of countries that produces this nut. And it's a process where they dry the nut and then they extract the oil from the nut. So here's one that was I looked at. During menopause, what happens is that there's a decrease of estrogen secretion. And this also disrupts the skin functioning. It causes the skin to decline in elasticity. Okay, and that's the reason we did this study. So the purpose of the study was to find out the value of this argan oil in postmenopausal women. Well, you know, I don't want to go into the details of the study, but I can tell you that it was a very well-done, double-blind, placebo-controlled study where everything was measured, the best of the best of the studies. And the bottom line was that argan oil absolutely increased skin elasticity in postmenopausal women. There's another study, folks, that just came out, I think 3 weeks ago, because this is March 2016, so it has to be like a days ago, possibly, on burns, on second-degree burns. And it showed that argan oil actually has a fantastic effect on second-degree burns. So the body oil, one of the ingredients in the body, in Fiji's body oil, is this argan oil, along with some other compounds and other oils. And, of course, all the products of the skincare line, if they're totally natural, they're color-free, impurity-free, they're all organic. So it's really, really at the top of the line. I don't think you can get anything better at any price anywhere. So we have something, a component here for health that is really, really unique. And the company behind it, and this is we're going to have the show today with a small overview on that, Denise, and, why Moringa, why the company was founded. I think that's an important fact to know when you talk about some of the products that we offer. The company was founded about 11 years ago or so by a man called Ken Brailsford. And Mr. Brailsford, he is an icon in the wellness industry. He's a very well-known name. Who took two companies in the direct sales industry to the $1 billion level in sales. Now, to put that into perspective, there's thousands of companies in this industry. Most of them are wellness companies. Only about 20 companies or so have reached that level, that $1 billion level in sales, and they're still steady and strong and in business. He not only took just one, he took actually two companies to that level. And those companies are still active. He sold the companies and was retired in Salt Lake City, playing with the grandchildren and so on, a retired billionaire with a B. And then he saw a documentary on the Discovery Channel on Moringa Oliveira. And it's a good thing that he did, because the documentary inspired this man so much that he, in his words, he felt a higher calling to bring this product to the rest of the world, the Moringa benefits to the rest of the world. So he called a group of scientists and all that. They researched the different varieties of Moringa, and they tested different formulas. And so they acquired their own farms where they grow their Moringa trees organically, and they're picked by hand. That makes a big difference. And it's dried in the shade. That makes a huge difference as well. So hence started CJ International, the Moringa company. They started with one drink, a Moringa drink, for nutrition, and it was phenomenal. And that expanded into a weight loss system based on Moringa oleifera and so on. We've expanded into two more different divisions. The skincare has been there for a while, but it's all Moringa inspired, folks. So this is our show for today, Denise. If you have any comments to make, I'll pass the show back to you.
Well, thank you. That's always interesting, and it's interesting too when you mention argan oil. I actually use that on my hair, and you can use the body oil on your hair also, and that might be part of the reason why it's such a good thing. But just take a couple drops and put it in the palm of your hand, and after your hair is dry, just brush it through your hair with your hands. You know, I just sort of lean over and let my hair fall down, and I put it in, and it just makes your hair nice and shiny. You don't need a lot, of course, because otherwise then it would make it too greasy, but that argan oil is a great ingredient there. Thank you for all this information. That's wonderful. So would you like to give the audience your email address in case they have any questions? You get some different questions, I think, from this topic.
Absolutely. There's always someone that emails and they want a little bit more about this or that. My email is fredvaldez56@gmail.com. Fredvaldez56@gmail.com. And as always, Valdez is spelled with an S, not a Z.
Yeah, I should add, too, that I had a small operation on my forearm, and I used the Moringa oil because I'd heard that it was really good for healing. And it was a considerable cut, but when they stitched it up, it looked bad, but it's almost invisible now. So I'm very grateful. I just put that on every day, and it's almost gone.
Well, the testimonials, you know, I met one of her diamonds some time back at one of the events in Orlando, and she had an accident in the kitchen with a knife and stuff like that, and she showed me her finger, and she told me she had a picture of the damage, and I looked at the finger, and I said, that's not possible, and she said, yeah, all I did was the oil, and all those are testimonials, folks, and, you know, we have to be careful with testimonials, so they're very private, but you know, she's sharing that testimonial. And it was just amazing. I kept on looking at her finger and looking at the picture, the before picture, and I went, that's crazy. And then somebody else recently on Facebook put a burn picture before and after, and it was just amazing, the difference in just 2 weeks. So, you know, we're talking something that's not light here. It's not just a little oil that you put to feel better and to smell better. No, folks, this is a treatment-type oil. That can handle a lot of stuff in your skin.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you for all that information, and we wish you a wonderful day, and we wish our audience a wonderful day also. And we will see you again same time next week, and we will continue on this topic. So have a great week, everyone.